This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, so true. So true. So true. It does not matter who the host is. Anyways, today's Tuesday, April the 2nd of 2024, day 93 of the year, and only 273 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yeah, infiltration and Radio Big has always been a combination of things that we talk about, we do, and all that kind of fun stuff, so don't need to worry about anything about that. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this because I want to have a clear understanding. How did it go yesterday? Did you survive? How was April the 1st? Was it one of those things that you had to take a look around and go, okay, I'm not sure what reality I'm living in because things were so crazy, or were they all hard rock? You know what I'm saying? All hard rock, you know, that kind of fun stuff. So just asking, I want to make sure that I have a clear understanding because there was a lot of stuff going on yesterday with it being April Fool's Day. So let's talk real quick. I hope you survived everything. So I'll tell you, I had one that something came about and I definitely thought it was an April Fool's Day joke until I realized that, stupidity had kicked in. Yeah, so big thumbs down there in regards to stupid. So anyways, with that being said, let's do this. Let's talk real quick about what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about safety. We're going to talk about the news. We're going to talk about safety in the news because that's what we do. That's what the show's concept is about. You know, we originally started talking about what we do here, and it was really a rant show. We talked about some news stories. We ranted a little bit about things that were going on. And then we got into this whole thing where we went into the news all the time. And I'll tell you, I've been talking to some people. One of the, I will say, one of my biggest confidants that I talk to all the time. And me and her were having a discussion. And she was telling me, as much as I enjoyed listening to it, or not really enjoyed listening to it, if we're going to be, you know, really responded here, that we sounded very similar to every other show that was out there that does news. And listen, I will tell you, for the last couple of years, we've really enjoyed some of the processes of what we've done. in regards on how we did the layout of the news here. And I took it to heart, and I talked to her all the time. So it wasn't like it was some big surprise, because I think you have to have people in your lifetime that are able to be open and honest with you in regards to what's going on. So here's the fun part. We talked, we've come to the determination, because she's involved so heavily on the Radio Big side, and we talked about how this should look going forward. So I'm pulling behind the curtain here, you know, the stuff that you're not supposed to do. So we're going to focus more a little bit about you and I, you know, you and I, the listener and I, in regards to what's going on, opposed to it being so heavily news. You're going to hear some news stories. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's not going to change. But you're going to hear it in this voice. You're going to have conversations with me via call-in radio, if you opt to do it that way. You're going to be able to interact a little bit more in regards to what we do. And, you know, I'll give you my versionality. Not so much the big, we'll say, not so much the big corporate entity. So you're going to hear the off-kilter stuff, if I may say so in that particular fashion. We will talk a little bit about some of the things that is not normally talked about in some of these news stories. And we might go long here, we might go short there, and you'll notice some of the format change. We've come to the realization, too, that, you know, the health beat bullshit that we were doing, just because the word health was mentioned into it does not mean that it's about health. So we're going to ebb and flow with some of this stuff. You can always do like you always do. Tell me what you like, tell me what you hate, and then we move around it. That's just the best way to do it, because, listen, our relationship, meaning your relationship and my relationship in regards to the stuff that we do, has always been crucial here. So if we do things differently and you don't like it, we change it. And the other way around, if you don't like it, we change it. If I like it and you don't like it, you know, you get the point here. I kind of feel like I've already kind of went on too long with that. But let's get to the point. So with that being said, our show is a three-hour show, with hour number one being referred to as the Rated R Safety Show. Hour two and three is mostly focused on music, as we normally go over to Radio Big exclusively. So with that being said, let's talk real quick about what in the hell is on tap today. Well, should I say this? Our video aspect, you can see it on the different social medias. I think that's important to talk about. You can see that on the different social media aspects. Or, you can go to callinradio.com. That's the messaging, the video, and the audio messaging. Or you can go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says visual radio. And the party starts right there, because that's where everything normally tends to happen. That's just kind of the way that things go. So with that being said, let's do this. Let's get to moving and grooving. Let's talk about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, Sam Bankman-Fried on Flappable Ego is on parade, and a kind man honors a wife's legacy. Is that the debt payoff one? Well, the student loan in particular. We'll talk about that. Kylie Kels. Yeah, Kylie Kels is a Swiftie and Bachelorette alum, now joins OnlyFans. Well, how is this a news story for us? Ewan McGregor isn't ready to hang up his lightsaber. We'll talk about that as we get into the casting calls. And Americans have mixed feelings about Prince Harry's potential illegal visa application. Hold on, how does he have an illegal visa application? You know, I guess I need to talk about some, we'll talk about some of my illegal, well, not illegal. Should I talk about my visa application? Maybe we'll talk about it later in the week. I'll tell you how it goes. Yeah, I'll explain the mess that I'm about to get into. Maybe you want to hear some of that. So we're already going long. So with that being said, let's jump into the news, because I think you're going to want to hear some of that about what the hell's going on. And listen, our friends at Feature Story News are still here with us. If you kind of take a look back, they've been here since day one. Yeah, they're day one. We like them. Not that we didn't like the other people. I mean, let's just make sure. We like them because it's offbeat. I like a lot of things that are offbeat now that I think about it. Anyways, let's get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Seven aid workers have been killed in Gaza. The World Central Kitchen Charity says they died in an Israeli airstrike. Israel says it's carrying out a thorough review of the alleged attack. Japan is condemning North Korea after a ballistic missile launch. The missile flew 650 kilometres before landing short of Japanese waters. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Pretty stock standard response from Japan. Anytime that a missile is launched from North Korea in Japan's direction, there is an immediate emergency meeting of cabinet officials and the prime minister. They usually log a protest through the embassy in Beijing, which they have also done on this occasion, and strongly condemned the launch, which again they have done on this occasion. The UN Security Council has been unable to put more sanctions on North Korea due to China and Russia vetoing them at the Security Council level for the last couple of years. They are saying that they are doing so because the United States and its allies, such as Japan, have not held up their end of the bargain to balance sanctions with humanitarian assistance for the people of North Korea.
Tens of thousands of people in the UK with type 1 diabetes are to be offered a so-called artificial pancreas. NHS England will roll out a device which monitors blood glucose and adjusts insulin delivery through a pump. It'll take about 5 years to deliver the programme. Lee Watson from Yelverton in Devon has lived with the condition for 44 years and says this will make a big difference.
These systems, you know, appear to be quite complicated, but this particular system is incredibly easy to use. And the biggest benefit that I can see is the mental load of handling type 1 diabetes with systems like this is just reduced tremendously. I can sleep at night. I get early alerts if my blood sugars are going high or low.
Authorities are planning to open a temporary alternate channel in the US city of Baltimore to allow some marine traffic to enter the port. Cleanup efforts continue after a cargo ship collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge last week, blocking access to the busy cargo terminal. Sally Patterson reports.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore emphasized reopening the port of Baltimore is a national issue, not a local one. Calling on Congress to approve funding for the cleanup effort, he said the collapse would affect workers and businesses from Kentucky to Tennessee. An initial $60 million in aid has already been granted by federal officials, but the total project could cost more than $1 billion in total. Officials say they're preparing to open an alternate channel near the collapsed bridge. A Coast Guard captain told media it would be for commercially essential vessels.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at major protests in Israel, where thousands of people took to the country's streets, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the calling of early elections. They occurred over the weekend and increased the pressure on the Israeli leader. Noga Tarnopolsky is a freelance reporter in Jerusalem and says the protests were the most substantial since the October 7th attacks by Hamas on Israel.
Over 100,000 people surrounding the Israeli parliament in Jerusalem and solidarity protests all around the country. The government hasn't really responded. There were a few kind of arrows shot last night. Some ministers actually accused these protesters of being pro-Hamas, including family members who've lost people in Gaza in the fighting and those who still have hostages held by Hamas. In the past week, there have been more and more reports that Netanyahu himself is refusing to really move forward in the negotiations that could lead to hostages released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails.
But despite growing cracks in U.S. support for Netanyahu, some American government officials continue to indicate it is Hamas that is blocking the release of hostages, not the Israeli authorities. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, 7 aid workers have been killed in Gaza. Japan is condemning North Korea after a ballistic missile launch. Tens of thousands of people in the UK with type 1 diabetes are to be offered a so-called artificial pancreas. And authorities are planning to open a temporary alternate channel in the US city of Baltimore to allow some marine traffic to enter the port after the bridge collapsed there. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training. And I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E. Okay, here we go. 19 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Yeah, it's not Wednesday yet, so no, you know, calm it down. Calm it down. No need to do anything. No need to do anything exciting yet, just for information purposes. Okay, so with that being said, let's start talking. Let's start hanging out and doing all kinds of great stuff as we get into the world of the shit list. So here we go. Sam Bankman-Fried might be the most unflappable eagle out of the dozens of characters that we cover. Just after receiving 25 years in prison sentence on Thursday, SBF completed an interview by email with ABC News in which he maintains that FTX customers could have been repaid in full in November of 2022 when the scandal first broke. At the same time, he acknowledged the despair, frustration, and sense of betrayal from thousands of customers and said that he should be paid back at Bitcoin's current price, which is nearly triple where it was at the time. And the interview response echoes the personal statement that he gave in court last week, insisting again, I said it on like that on purpose, that there was always has been a plenty of assets to repay customers, lenders, investors in full in current prices at the time. ABC News is, you know, the source of who's saying that. So with that being said, let me put it to you this way. I call it a reality distortion field. Yeah. Yep. You know, when you get around a group of people that they sell their own bullshit, you know, that's what that falls into. Reality distortion field. Not a joke. Not a joke.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, convicted killer Alex Murdaugh received a 40-year federal sentence on Monday after pleading guilty to a variety of financial crimes last year. And a sentence will run concurrently with the 27 years that he's serving on the state charges. That's 67 years, just in case. For these sentences are on top of the consecutive life sentences that he received following his conviction of murdering his wife and son. Murdaugh confessed to the financial crimes, which says were to fuel the opioid addiction that he says. He maintains his innocence for the murders, though. This is according to CNN. If you have not watched some of the stuff about this, and listen, I'm not plugging here, but if I will reference this. There is a pretty good, interesting Netflix show about the Murdaugh case and murders. And I'm talking, and when I say pretty good, I'm talking about how it covers the information. Not, oh, it's good that somebody died, because, you know, some people get confused on what you say sometimes. So I just want to make sure we're clear. So I would probably give it a whirl if you want to know more about that, because, hey, some info there that might you might want to take a look at. Also, let's see. Those looking to scale Mount Everest will now be responsible for cleaning up their own waste. Yeah, let's talk about this. According to the Himalayan Times, more than 30,000 pounds of waste was collected from the mountain during the cleanup campaign in 2023, similar to the amount that they collected in 2022. To eliminate the amount of waste left behind, a new rule states that the climber must bring their number twos down with them. It is estimated there is about 1,200 people climbing Everest each season. Each climb will be each climber will be issued a poop bag. Yep, two poop bags to take along with them. This is according to CNN News in regards of what's going on in Himalayan Times. So let me make sure that I understand this. So you're climbing Mount Everest, and besides all the other crap you're carrying in your backpack, you're carrying now your real crap with you. In regards of what's going on. I mean, I guess that's really something to think about in regards to doing this. And to think that there was, you know, that amount of crap, 30,000 pounds left behind of crap. I mean, that's something to think about. Anyway, speaking of fecal matters, a flight from Frankfurt, Germany, en route to San Francisco, California, had to turn back shortly after takeoff last week after a defective toilet in a backed-up waste tank leaked sewage into the cabin. Yeah, this is not a joke as I'm saying this. Before abandoning the flight, the plan in returning to the ground, the flight crew tried to repair the situation while the flight circled over the Black Sea. Ultimately, the flight returned to Germany and the passengers were rebooked. This is according to the Sun. Now, I want you to think about this real quick. I just legitimately told you that there was a plane that left Frankfurt, Germany, heading to San Francisco, California, and all of a sudden you had the toilet and the backup sewage leak into the cabin. Now, it doesn't go into graphic detail. Now, does this get a thumbs up? I just doesn't go into graphic detail about what it was, but think about that real quick. If you're in there and this is going on.
It's a show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Okay, an Oklahoma man is honoring the memory of his late wife by paying off unpaid school lunch bills at public schools in the area. Sean Cummings has doled out $40,000 to 20 Oklahoma schools to wipe out lunch debt owed by students. In some cases, students owe the cafeteria money and are unable to graduate. What? You can't graduate if you owe the school money? I didn't know that. Cummings says that his wife was a chef at a restaurant, and this act of generosity is beyond anything in her wildest dream. He has another $25,000 to give, but the GoFundMe for the project has exceeded the $70,000 in additional donations. This is according to KOCO. Yeah, KOCO. So what do you think here? I mean, that's an interesting one, if you kind of give it some thought process here. So, this guy, in the way that he's honoring his wife, because that's what it is. It's an honor in regards of going around, and this is how he wants to honor her. I mean, I have to tell you, there was another one that was circulating yesterday about a guy paying off student debt. But I didn't realize that when they said student debt, that was the student debt that they were talking about. I was thinking that he was talking about student debt like his student debt bills type of thing. And I was like, I don't know how that honors your wife, but now it makes a lot more sense than what I thought yesterday. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe I should probably stop thinking.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, take a listen to this real quick. About 25% of Gen Z taxpayers expect to seek out professional therapy in order to deal with emotion of tax season. No, you heard me correctly. A majority, 54%, said they've cried or expected to cry while doing their taxes. Two-thirds of Gen Zers say that they don't know where to get their W-2 or 1099 form to complete the filing. This is according to CNBC. Now, here's a great example, and I want to talk about this, and some people sometimes don't love that I talk about this. This tells you that into some aspect that our school systems kind of suck when it comes to certain things. And let me kind of give a breakdown here. This should be basic knowledge on when you're going to high school. And some people are going to go, well, why do I need a W-2 or 1099? You should be able to understand how to do basic finances, and this should be categorized into basic finances. Think about it for a moment. The amount of children, late teens, however you want to look at it, do not understand the basics of finances. But they're expected to go out into the world and have this great understanding of what the hell is going on. What are they going to do? Use ChatGPT? So maybe if we put some focus on that, this could help. Opposed to it just being, okay, let me tell you about the history of blah. Let me tell you about the circumference of a circle. I mean, maybe if we did practical applications when it came to certain things, people would have a better understanding on what needs to be done, opposed to it just being the same old rigmarole on how well can you remember something before it's all done. Because I want you to think about this. If you go back to your days in high school, maybe even your days in college, did you remember stuff to remember it, or were you doing it for the sole priority of passing a test? I'm just asking because it's an interesting one, that's for sure. Take a listen to this. Actress Barbara Rush has died. She passed away on Sunday evening, according to a statement from her daughter. No cause of death was shared. Rush is best known for her roles in It Came from outer space and all my children. Are you ready for this? She was 97 at the time of passing. Also, football player Vontae Davis has died. He was found deceased in his Florida home, allegedly owned by his grandmother on Monday. No foul play is expected, though an investigation is ongoing. Davis played 10 seasons in the NFL before retiring back in 2018. He was only 35 at the time of his passing. Take a listen to this one as well. The Dow lost about 240 points to close at 39,566 on Monday. The S&P lost 10 points to close at 5,243, and the NASDAQ added about 17 points to close at 16,396. West Texas Intermediate closed at $83 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $87 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.53 on Monday. Bitcoin was down over 2.5%, trading just around $69,400. There was more than 2,610 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and about 40 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $36 million jackpot, or $17.1 million. I almost said 17.17, but it's $17.1 million cash payout. So just in case, 2,610 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States. I don't think that the shit one was part of it. I mean, I just want you to know that, because some people might care.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so what should we talk about real quick? There's so much stuff to talk about. Okay. So let me jump around, because there's some stuff that I want to cover on this show that I normally cover on the other show, but we're going to cover it here. A new hate law crime issued in Scotland has Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling daring haters to arrest her for violating it. In a series of tweets, she also declared the new law as a threat to free speech. The law, which aims to criminalize threatening or abusive behavior that is intended to stir up hatred against people based on age, disability, religion, sexual orientation, and transgender ideology, sparked other criticisms for not including women in the verbiage. In addition to Rowling, podcast host Joe Rogan and Elon Musk also spoke against the new law. This is according to the Daily Mail, so you might want to take a look at that if you don't mind. Also, take a listen to this. A love letter allegedly written by Vince McMahon's accuser, Janelle Grant, is putting some of her assault claims into question. In the letter, Grant declared her love with a capital L to McMahon, and also called him her best friend, her love, and her everything. That doesn't track with the years of assault that she claims have experienced at the hands of McMahon, which she detailed in a lawsuit earlier this year. For this part, McMahon has denied all accusations. This is according to the New York Post. Now, I don't know how people write letters. I'm just going to tell you that. So there you go. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how people look at some of this stuff. I can't say, hey, this is good, bad, or indifferent. So there you go. Also, the other topic I said we were going to talk about was Prince Harry. So let me tell you this real quick. A daily poll shows that more than Americans say that Prince Harry should stay in the U.S. if he is revealed to have lied in his visa paperwork than those who say that he should be deported. The D.C.-based think tank Heritage Foundation is suing Harry of original application materials. The organization began the process after publishing the spare of Harry's promo interview of the autobiography, in which he admits admitting that drug use on a visa application typically is disqualifying. Also, in the survey, 44% overall say that Harry should be allowed to stay, while 33% disagree. Drug usage. I think that term is kind of vague, because that could mean so many things. Illegal drug usage, maybe that's a different conversation, and maybe that's a conversation for a different day. Let's go ahead and do that thing now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some main story stuff, because I always think it's important to do, because, hey, if we didn't think it was important to do, we wouldn't do a main story every day while we're here. So, you know, because I can't do a main story when I'm not here. And then, of course, on Fridays, because for some reason we're Fridays, it just feels like it's a catch-up day. So I want you to think about this real quick, because there's a couple of different things that I want to combine here. So I had a conversation over the weekend with someone, and I thought it was important to talk about this. I want you to think about the five closest friends that you have. That be it friends, that be it acquaintances. If you don't have five, just think about the closest people that you have to you that might not exceed five. And I'm going to tell you that based on those five people, this is how life is going to look around you. Those five people will have a huge impact in your life going forward. Just kind of the way that it works. The five people that you associate with, the closest five, that will be how life will turn out for the most part. Think about it real quick. Think about it from your high school days. Think about it from different aspects of life. So that is important. And the reason that I say this is because those closest knitted people with you will always play a factor into your life. So me personally, I always keep those five people closest to me. Well, I want to make sure that they're exactly what I'm looking for. And as I build friendships and things along those lines, because it's very important. The other thing that I say that will play a huge factor, and I'm always talking about this, well, I'm always talking about this to other people, I guess to the five people, is how important reading is. And if you could manage to read at least one book a month, think about how different your life will be at the end of the year. So if there's a subject that you're interested in, read a book about it and move forward. I normally try to stay away from fiction books, but that's me personally. I like autobiographies. I also like to take deep dives into, I will call it the world of the weird. To me, it's kind of normal. To others, it might be the world of the weird. Now, I'll bring up some things because I think that the five people should play a big factor into what you do. And when somebody's trying to get into becoming part of the five, you always want to make sure that you're experimenting and seeing what exactly makes sense and what doesn't. So imagine that you have someone that you deem that is close or is trying to get close. Maybe we should word it that way. And you tell them about something that's going on. And it could be business. It could be personal. It could be whatever. So let's use the example of a contractual dispute. And as you do this, you share information, which you're kind of hesitant about sharing with this person. And the only reason you're talking about a contractual dispute is because this person has a part involved in the contract. Not anything major, not a signee, more of a user than anything else. And then in return, once you tell them this and they tell you how much they trust that you're going to do the right thing, they decide to get involved with the other party. Involved with the other party. So taking your contractual dispute and kind of making it kind of off kilter all of a sudden because you decided to jump in the middle and some shit that you shouldn't be involved with, period. Then you start questioning a lot of things here. So what was the reason that this person wanted to be part of the five? Number one. And then number two, why did they think that it was necessary for them to be involved in with something they didn't need to be involved in? So I always find these things interesting because I never understand what people are trying to accomplish. So with this being said, have you ran into a similar scenario? Have you ran into something where people want to be involved with something that they had no business being involved in the first place? It'd be at safety. It'd be within your organization. It'd be within whatever you want to deem it in. But I'm just mesmerized on the level of stupidity that sometimes people do. Like, it is beyond stupid to me in regards to this. It's like, don't know how you play team games when you think I is the most important portion of that team. I think that we've done some things around here that have gotten us to where we're at. That, some stupidity doesn't need to be jumped into. But maybe I might have the wrong opinion when it comes to certain things. Maybe the person knows better than I do. I don't know. So as I look at this, I want you to make reference to the following thing. Make sure that those five people are super important and that it is a person or a group of people that you can build with a circle of trust. No, I'm not saying slam an NDA down to everybody, but a circle of trust is super important. If you can't trust the five people that are in there, might be time to bail. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm being serious. Might be time to bail.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out here, doing all the fun stuff we get to do, no doubt about that. This right here? Yeah, this right here? Keston Wright. That's spelled W-R-I-G-H-T. Yeah, Keston Wright. Song title? Song's readily available for the streamer, little download action. Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. We'd like to thank Keston Wright for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah. You know, when we start getting into some new music, there just needs to be a plethora of everything. It can make life sweeter. Just saying. Some fun stuff. Oh, yeah. So, with that being said, thanks to Keston Wright for allowing us to play that real quick in regards of what's going on, because always a fun time as we get to play some new music around here. No doubt about it. So let me tell you real quick about some of the most important things that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And this might be the number one most important thing, no doubt here. Anyways, that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now. And things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. And then we kind of go from there. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. From that particular point, we move forward. We take a look around. We look at all the information that's there. Anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support. Just to name a few. Once you get to TWLOHA.com, click on the far right-hand side and go to the section that says Find Help. Just because you might not need the information today doesn't necessarily mean that you cannot provide that information for other people later on in life, because you never know when it might be needed. These are the things to think about. To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. Okay, so there you go. To Write Love on Her Arms. So with that being said, let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do around here. Let's talk about this, because I think it's going to be important. It's too late for me, and probably for you, to do to do anything about it, but great encouragement to make sure your kids get a lot of exercise. Researchers in Sweden have determined that having an active childhood could save your life about 40 years. A team of from the university decided to investigate how the middle-aged men were back when they were kids and any connection to their health today. And sure enough, delving into the health data of over 9,000 people since the 1970s, they found that men who were in shape as youth showed a much lower risk of, you ready for this? Are you ready for what it is? Yeah, a lower risk of atherosclerosis. What? No, I didn't say that. No, a lower risk of issues health-wise, what, 40 years later. And what normally they're talking about is a thickening of arteries, usually due to the buildup of plaque. Not a good thing, obviously, and the researchers say that the study shows that physical fitness is linked to the health outcomes much later in life. And the findings are worrying because there are clear global trends showing that young people are less fit today than they were in the 1970s and the 1980s. So, well, maybe they didn't make couches so comfortable as they do these days. And judging by the results of the studies, there's no sense in me starting to exercise routine now. I'd probably just have a heart attack. I mean, what do you think? I mean, that's going to be the stuff to think about, right? Because people are going to look at this and go, okay, I can't do anything that I didn't do 40 years ago now. Because if my health is being impacted on how I was 40 years ago, well, that's going to possibly be an issue. So as you look at this, what do you think? Do you look at it and go, should I you do something or not care at all? I mean, I don't know. So let's talk about this real quick. Out of all the tasks and chores that we must take a look at as part of our routine, which ones does the average person forget to do a total of 5 times each week? You ready for this? It's brushing our teeth. I'll pause in order to let you say ew, because I think that's going to be important. So now let's continue. A survey of 2,000 adults in the U.S. found that it's not only the toothbrush that's being forgotten. It seems that people keep on skipping on using floss and mouthwash about 4 days each week. And despite the fact that it tends to forget something, 92% of the survey respondents agree that their oral care routine is important to their overall health. The survey found and conducted by OneBowl also found that the few unusual ways that they witnessed people caring for their teeth, those including using a washcloth to clean their teeth and using a line, fishing line to floss. Fishing line. Why? Because dental floss is so darn expensive. Forgetting to brush 5 times a week sounds like a lot. My kids, for example, usually forget twice, once from Monday to Friday. And once on Saturday and then to Sunday. So there you go. So when you hear this, what do you think about? Like, what is your oral healthcare routine? Are you a mouthwash person? Are you a dental floss person? Are you a toothbrushing person is the other portion. And here's the thing. I was having a debate. It's been a while. About do you mouthwash first? Or do you do it last? Because the debate is getting the fluoride off your teeth depending on how your toothpaste is. I know. Kind of a weird one, but something to think about. Anyways, let's do this. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Dylan. Robert Kiyosaki said, "In the real world, the smartest people are the ones who make mistakes and learn. In school, the smartest people don't make mistakes." I love this. Some of the smartest people I remember from school have done well in life, but many of them have found a company to work for and they filled a position doing something within a system for someone else. Many of the more creative students who didn't usually end up on the honor roll, they've found success as well, but in different ways. Either building their own company or following their heart to create something in the music or art world. The best thing about all this, many roads lead to happiness. Just make sure you're on the right road for you.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety show.
Well, you gotta love it. Some pitfalls of our society is the way that we talk about it here. So let's take a look around at some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2003, Alex Rodriguez becomes the youngest MLB player to hit 300 home runs at the age of 27, 249 days. He was an infielder for the Texas Rangers at the time. A-Rod is also the youngest American League player to reach that milestone. That happened back in 2003. If we're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about those. Emma Myers turns 22. Sophia Reynolds, 25. Austin Riley, 27. Zach Bryan turns 28. Guavo, 33. Drew Van Acre, 38. Bethany Joy Lenz, 43. Bobby Bones, 44. Michael Fassbender, 47. Pedro Pascal, 49. Rosalind Sanchez turns 51. Clark Gregg turns 62. And Christopher Milani turns 63. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's Children's Picture Book Day, International Children's Book Day, National Ferret Day, Don't Walk Your Dog Day. That does not sound like a good idea. SAM Day of Action. That's SAAM. World Autism Awareness Day, International Fact-Checking Day, National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, National Love Your Produce Manager Day. What exactly is your produce manager producing? Maybe that is a better question to ask opposed to anything else. Anyways, let's talk about Did You Know real quick. Shortly before the 2024 Major League Baseball season got underway last week, the Miami Marlins released a list of musical instruments allowed in the team ballpark. At the park this season, fans are permitted to bring along trombones, congas, trumpets, and some but not all types of cowbells. The team's guideline specifies that cowbells, percussion instrument, is okay, but additionally cowbell styles that may be denied entry. Okay, that's different. Okay, the good news is that the Bezzy, yeah, you can still hear the necklace back, so there you go. I don't know. Some interesting stuff going on right there as we are talking. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, I have one of those. I'm thinking about quitting my job to focus on being a stay-at-home son. If you need something for a phone starter, here you go. What funny thing did random strangers say that made you die laughing? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this, or here you go. The average person will try 126 of these during their lifetime. What are they? Their diets. Yeah. They'll try 126 diets. It doesn't say 126 different diets. It says 126 diets. When you take a look at this and go, how many have you tried? I'm always curious about that. On how many diets somebody will try. I think that if you try to look at some of these things as life-changing events, they're a little bit easier to do, opposed to saying, hey, I need a diet. So anyways, with that being said, at the top of the hour, we will be going over to Radio Big, hanging out on that side of the Equajon. If you want to come hang out with us over there, that's radiobig.fm or the Radio Big app, or you can take a listen to us on Odyssey currently and iHeartRadio. Just to name a few places. Also available on the Alexa skill. We'll leave it all there. And you can listen to us on Live 365 if you want to do that as well. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on right there. So with that being said, also Sheldon Primus will be hanging out here on Safety FM, talking about the business of safety consulting. So there you go. So that's it. That's going to sum it up. Thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. More powerful than the will to win is the courage to begin. That first step is always a doozy, no doubt about that. Anyways, I know who you are. No, seriously.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.